Welcome to Wealth Beyond Riches with Abby Henderson, CEO, wealth advisor, and coach at Aberyst Financial Group. In this podcast, we help generous, fun, and passionate professionals overcome their biggest financial concerns while leveling up their lifestyles based on their values. We do this by exploring the five levers, which represent the diverse resources each person possesses throughout their lifetime. These levers encompass finances, health, mindset, relationships, and time, offering a holistic approach to personal development and growth. Join us on this transformative journey as Abby and her guests draw from years of experience to guide you in achieving your life goals while staying true to your values. But that's not all. This podcast will equip you not just to build personal wealth, but also to understand how your prosperity can contribute to the betterment of the world around you. By exploring strategies for giving back and making a positive impact, we'll empower you to create a life of significance and leave a lasting legacy of positive change.
Hello and welcome to the Wealth Beyond Riches podcast with your host, Abby Henderson, where we talk about enriching your life in every way. I'm Wendy McConnell. Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm well, Wendy. How are you?
Well, you know, it's getting to be spring, so it's an exciting time of year.
I totally agree.
Okay.
Sunshine makes everything better.
It really does. And you know, those warm temperatures just puts everybody in a good mood.
I agree.
All right.
Makes me in a better mood for sure.
Absolutely. So what have we got going on for today?
So today we are talking about philanthropy, which is something that is important to many of the clients of Aberyst. It's also important to us at Aberyst, both to me personally, as it's one of my core values, but also as a firm, because we're a certified B Corp. And as we've talked about before, at Aberyst, we believe that authentic wealth comes from allocating your resources, which we believe are your health, your relationships, your time, your finances, and your mindset, so that they are aligned with your values, your vision, and your desired impact. And philanthropy is one way that you can align particularly your time and your finances. And I thought, what better way to explore this topic than to have a guest who has dedicated most of his life to philanthropy. So I'm so excited to have Jay Kim join us. He has worked at multiple community foundations, leading various initiatives, and also in corporate philanthropy at Target Corporation. He spent a few years at Fannie Mae Foundation, focusing on homelessness. And he's worked for Public Allies, a national AmeriCorps program. He's been named one of Boston Business Journal's Power 50 Movement Makers and one of Charles River Chamber's 50 Most Influential Business People of Color. And he is currently executive director at the Community Foundation for Metro West. So, Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, we're excited to dig in, and I always like to find out a little bit about the background of our guests. And, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about values, and I'm always curious in learning how people sort of develop them. And so I'm really curious, at what age you started to be exposed to the concept of service and giving back? What were you learning, and who was doing the teaching?
Yeah, that's a great question. Having to think back to the days growing up. I grew up in Storrs, Connecticut, home of the UConn Huskies, basketball capital of the world, if anyone is a fan of college basketball. I grew up as in an immigrant family. My parents moved here from South Korea in the 70s. And, you know, it really, I think for me, started in the home in terms of a lot of discussions and conversations about sort of inequities, sort of injustice, the impact of racism as an example. And I think for us as a Asian family living in a predominantly white community in the 70s and 80s, you know, we did experience some challenges, some racism. And I think there was a lot of discussion about that in the House. We had my dad in particular really wanted to have really thoughtful discussions about what that means, how that impacts us, how do we deal with those challenges? And then how are other people dealing with that? So it's not just about us. He really wanted me to understand, you know, other people's challenges. And so for me, that really sort of is a framework for how I've, you know, decided to approach my life, my work. And so really dedicating my life and work to addressing the inequities that exist here in this country.
Mm. And so how did that journey in community service and philanthropy unfold?
Yeah. So of course, going to college and having all those late night conversations with your friends and idealistic, you know, conversations and what have you, I think sort of led me to really want to figure out a way to enter a career that was about giving back, about helping others. And I became aware of a new program at the time that was started in Boston called City Year. So folks in the Boston area who are familiar, it's sort of an urban Peace Corps type program. You serve on a team and you do a lot of community service. Now City Year is really focused on schools. But back in the day, that was sort of the beginning of my journey into the nonprofit sector, into then different roles in the nonprofit sector, which then led me to philanthropy. And as you mentioned, joining, you know, Fannie Mae Foundation, moving on to do some corporate philanthropy at Target Corporation, and then my journey into working at community foundations. And of course, I love community foundations. I really believe in what they do for communities. And so I, you know, really enjoy my current role here at the Community Foundation for Metro West.
So for people who aren't really familiar with what a community foundation is, tell us a little bit about that and that what makes them special in particular, and then a little bit about Foundation for Metro West specifically.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think sometimes people don't really understand what community foundations are. I think, you know, you hear about philanthropy, you hear the word foundation. But community foundations are a little bit unique in that they are nonprofit philanthropic organizations, and generally their purpose is to improve the lives of everyone that lives within a specific geographic region. And so for us at Community Foundation for Metro West, of course, it's the, you know, Metro West area of Greater Boston. Mm-hmm. And there are many community foundations across the state of Massachusetts. My colleagues, amazing organizations. And so we all sort of have our piece of the pie, so to speak, as it relates to the entire state. And community foundations, you know, they do a few things. And I think, you know, yes, you think about foundation, you think about grant making, you think about, you know, giving monetary gifts. Yes, we do that. We do provide grants to nonprofit organizations to support their incredible work. But another really important role that community foundations play is to engage more people in philanthropy. We're about trying to educate folks about what's going on in their backyard. You know, what are the needs and challenges that exist in your community where you live? And so we really do a lot to engage those donors, those people who want to get more involved with philanthropy, and help them with their philanthropy. And that's an important piece of what we do.
Very cool. So let's say someone is really new to that this whole world of service and philanthropy, and they do want to sort of get started, and they show up at the foundation. Tell us a little bit how that works, and, you know, what your advice is on how you sort of organize the themes that they want to maybe give around, and then how do you actually help them figure out, all right, now who do I give to?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Let me start by kind of talking a little bit more about sort of community foundations in terms of how unique we are. I'll expand on a little bit more. I think that will help to frame then kind of getting into the nitty gritty around sort of how that translates to giving to a nonprofit organization or what have you. So I think community foundations also, we work with multiple constituencies. I think that's what's important, right? As I mentioned. So, you know, we are providing grants to nonprofit organizations, but we get to know our nonprofit partners, and we really get to understand kind of what they're looking to do, what their missions are, what have you. But then, you know, again, we're also working with donors, and we're working with corporate donors and individual donors and what have you. So I think that's important to note that, you know, I think we do have some expertise as relates to understanding the needs, understanding the challenges, understanding how we're all trying to work together to find solutions to those challenges and what have you. The other thing I would mention about what's really unique about our foundation is that we also run something called Youth in Philanthropy, which is one of the largest and longest running youth philanthropy programs in the country. So we work with about 200 high school students a year, and we run them through sort of this experiential learning experience that's all about learning about their community, learning about the needs. And then as a group, they get to make grants to nonprofit organizations that they get to decide. And so it's a very empowering program. And so that is something that, you know, we provide to students, but that sort of also translates to how we work with people who want to join us, right? And, mm-hmm. and be a part of our kind of philanthropic, you know, journey. And so I think there, you know, when someone approaches us about, you know, getting involved, we also make it clear that we define philanthropy as giving of your time, talents, and treasure. You know, mm-hmm. the three keys, we call it. And I think that's important because sometimes, you know, people just think, oh, philanthropy is about giving money. And yes, giving of your treasure is an important aspect, of course.
You're not turning that away.
Not turning that away. We urge people to give of their treasure. But, you know, giving of your time and talents is also incredibly important. And because, you know, volunteerism, helping nonprofit organizations, you know, different projects, what have you. Serving on boards of nonprofit organizations is a great way to give of your time and talents, right? Providing that kind of experience, both life and work experience, to help a nonprofit is absolutely vital. And we encourage that as well. So when we work with donors or people who want to get more involved, we lead with that conversation, right? That it really is about those three T's, and that you should consider all of those things as it relates to philanthropy. And then I think sort of digging deeper in terms of ways that we work with donors in particular, I think it's probably a good time to talk about something called donor advised funds, if mm-hmm. you want to kind of delve into sure. that a little bit. And I think that you know, it's donor advised funds. If folks who are not familiar, it's a really interesting philanthropic tool that a lot of institutions have, and all community foundations have donor advised funds, and we call them DAFs, you know, for short. But donor advised funds are essentially charitable investment accounts, right? And of course, the only purpose of these charitable accounts is to support nonprofit organizations. So folks who want to open this type of account, they can open it with cash, with securities or other assets, and take an immediate tax deduction, right? And the funds in this account can be invested for tax-free growth, and they can grow. The only thing you can do with that growth or anything you can do with those assets is to give them to give support to eligible IRS-qualified public charities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tax advantage, convenient way for people to organize their philanthropy. And I think what's interesting about donor advised funds as it relates to community foundations, I think in particular, and I think other institutions as well, is that, you know, we can provide support, we can provide advice. And it's really, there's a lot of customer service, you know, attached to having a donor advised fund at a community foundation. You know, we really can help that donor, you know, really figure out what do they want to support? You know, what are the what are the needs or challenges that they want to address? And I think that's, you know, something that, you know, is really important, that we can help someone maybe take looking at the big picture, like how do they want to have an impact or make an impact? And we have a lot of tools that help people, you know, understand and break that down, you know, talking about their values, talking about what they care about. Maybe there are some very specific, you know, life experiences that they've had that they want to address, or unfortunately some tragedies that have happened in their lives that they want to help, or what have you. So there's so many different, you know, ways to go in terms of people's giving. And what we can do is sort of help people kind of organize those thoughts, maybe hone in on some things that they can look at. And then ultimately that will lead to specific organizations they could support, maybe specific organizations they could support both monetarily, but also again, with their time and talents as well.
So Jay, tell me, if I were to send a client in your direction, and they were, well, let's just say they were not yet a sophisticated philanthropist, where would you guys start?
Yeah, I think we would sit down with the donor and really have a conversation. And, you know, we have a lot of different tools, as I mentioned before, that can help kind of guide the conversation, right? And it's really about getting to know the donor, getting to know, as you talked about, values, really talking about things that they care about. And again, we can have that conversation. The other thing that we have is something called Impact Metro West, which is a data indicators website. And what's really interesting about this site is that it has, of course, the numbers, the data around, you know, some of the very typical data points that people might want to look at, like poverty rates and you know, third grade reading test scores and things of that nature. But what the site has is it goes beyond the numbers and really talks. There's an analysis built in terms of, you know, why is the data where it is today? How is our region doing? And so there's a little bit more context provided. And I think that can really also help the donor to sort of understand, you know, what the pressing needs might be for a particular region in particular. And so it's another tool that we have that can help, you know, frame the discussion and allow someone to really hone in and understand where they might want to have an impact with their giving.
I love that, because I bet a lot of people come saying, I want to make an impact where it's most needed. So you actually have the metrics to tell them where that is.
Absolutely, Abby. That's exactly right. I mean, that is typically what we hear. But then once you start having the conversation, you start to uncover a little bit more that actually, you know what, they actually might care a little bit more about education issues, or someone actually might want to address hunger relief or because of something, you know, that they've been through or experienced or what have you. So again, when you have these kind of conversations, you start to really kind of peel the layers of the onion off to really understand what really matters to people, what they care about, maybe what they want the impact of their giving to look like. And then you can start to have a little bit more of a conversation about specific issues, and then maybe even hone in on organizations. And then there's, of course, different kinds of organizations in terms of their impact. You know, there could be things that are sort of more big picture, working with a larger population of people. There could be something very specific. So again, there, you know, the conversation can go in a lot of different ways, but we really want to help people hone in on, you know, maybe a specific issue or an organization, a few organizations for them to consider giving to.
Out of curiosity, if we have listeners who want to do some of the homework on organizations themselves, I know that there's resources out there like Charity Navigator and things like that. Do you have maybe your top two or three things that you would want or you would recommend listeners look at in terms of choosing an organization?
Yeah, that's a common question. It's a great question. You know, I think it's really important to look at the mission, what kind of programs an organization, you know, is really focused on. And I think, you know, if you look at their websites, if you look at annual reports and things, you can really understand, you know, what is this organization trying to accomplish? What kind of impact are they trying to have? And I think, you know, that really can tell you a lot about an organization. And I think ultimately you want what they're communicating to be clear and effective. And I think that is something that, you know, a donor should look out for. I mean, there are typical, you know, things, if you want to look at their finances, you know, 990s and things of that nature that you can find on those websites, GuideStar, Charity Navigator, what have you, Impala. So there's a lot of resources out there that people can, you know, access that kind of information. The one thing I want to put a little bit of a pitch to donors to consider a little bit is the idea that, you know, I only want to support programs. You know, you hear that a lot from some people, like, oh, I just want my money to go, you know, to the program, or, you know, and I think that it's a fair thought in terms of that, you know, that thought process. What I want people to consider a little bit is that, you know, it takes people, it takes staff to run those programs, and it takes there are other expenses that a nonprofit, you know, they have to keep the lights on. They have to, you know, and I think, so sometimes, you know, I think people should consider not just giving to a specific program, but doing something like a general operating grant, just support the organization. Because, you know, the back end, the administration to run an organization, that takes people, and that takes other, you know, may not sound like, oh, I don't want to support someone's salary, but, you know, that person is doing incredible work and they need to be paid and they need to be compensated for the incredible work that they're doing on a day-to-day basis. So I think I just would caution people to think a little bit more about what kind of restrictions you may want to put on a gift and really think about just supporting that nonprofit organization. If their finances are strong, if their mission is what you believe in, then just provide that support so they can do the good work.
Well, and as a board member on several organizations at various points in my career, I know that we were always grateful for every gift.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we couldn't have been operating without those general gifts. And it gave us huge amounts of flexibility. To do what was needed in any given moment. And so thank you for saying that on behalf of all the the charities out there.
Absolutely.
So as we start to wrap up, what do you hope that listeners will take away from this episode?
I really hope that if you're, you know, not doing a lot right now as it relates to philanthropy, that you just think about it. And really think about what you want to do. Think about the three T's. Again, it may be that you start with volunteerism, or you start with sitting on a board or what have you, or maybe you're not ready to give a lot, you know, monetarily and in gifts. But I just really hope that people will take some time to look at different websites. We'll take some time to learn about philanthropy, and then, you know, just get involved, you know, give back, you know, engage. And, you know, I think if we all took some time to do that, you know, we could really help a lot of people. We could change the world, to be idealistic, right? There's so much that needs to be done. There's so many people dealing with so many challenges that I think if we can all sort of engage and give back, we can really make a huge difference.
I love that. So tell our listeners where they can learn more about you, connect with you, and also learn about the Community Foundation for Metro West.
Absolutely. Well, of course, the website is certainly a great place to take a look and see what we're doing and learn more about our work. And it's, of course, www.community.foundation.org. communityfoundationmw.org. MW for Metro West, of course. So communityfoundationmw.org. And, you know, check it out, learn about our work. Please contact us if you'd like to get more involved.
And I bet we can find you on LinkedIn, would be my guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate you helping to educate the listeners, and hopefully we've inspired people to find some way to get just a little bit more involved, whatever that looks like for them. So thank you. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me, Abby. Appreciate it.
If people want to find out more about me or my firm, I'm on all the places. I'm in LinkedIn as well. Our website is www.aberystfinancialgroup.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the places. So thank you so much again.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Beyond Riches podcast. Be sure to visit our website at www.aberystfinancialgroup.com. And don't forget to click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. The opinions voiced in Wealth Beyond Riches with Abby Henderson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Wealth Beyond Riches are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.